Well, good morning. We are so glad to see all of you on this Thanksgiving Sunday. It is also, because of the way Advent falls, this is also the Reign of Christ or Christ the King Sunday, because it's the last Sunday in the church calendar. Next Sunday, the first Sunday in Advent, begins the new year for church calendar. But we want to welcome all of you, and we are glad that you're here today, and we hope that you will open up your hearts and receive of the grace of the Lord today as we offer our thanks in our singing and in the choir singing this morning and joining together in worship. And a little bit later on, I want to talk to you about developing an attitude of grace or an attitude of thanks. And I'm hoping that it will be helpful to you for your everyday life. So as we begin this morning, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together for our call to worship. Let us give thanks to the God of hope.
Our strength is in the Maker of heaven and earth.
Our foundation is the cornerstone that never fails.
The rock of ages is a foundation like no other.
Let us come to this time, letting go of our worries.
We lift our thanks to God.
God calls us to hope and thanksgiving. Let's join together to worship together our Rock of Ages. We're going to begin with that hymn, number 82, Count Your Blessings. We're going to be doing all four verses this morning.
When upon life's billows you are tempted, taunt, when you are discouraged, thinking all lost.
Count your many
blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. To bear, count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. With their land and gold, think that
journeys end. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. We come this day, O God, giving thanks in your holy presence. We stand amazed by your love and presence in our lives. May our hearts be warmed as we reflect on your goodness and give thanks this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated when the choir's coming this morning to sing for us. This morning, I'm going to invite our kids this morning, if they would come forward. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. Look up there. Oh. Who is that? Is that Snoopy? Who's that little bird? Adults?
Woodstock.
Woodstock, yeah, Woodstock. Chase and I just the other day watched Charlie Brown for Thanksgiving together. And that's, you see Snoopy there? I'm thankful for my family and friends. Happy Thanksgiving. Are you happy? Are you thankful for your family and friends? Yes. So we're usually always happy for our family and our friends. But what else are you thankful for? Your teachers, okay, good. What? Food, yeah, food, oh yeah. That's all, I love Thanksgiving for that. Yes, all that good food. What else? What else are you thankful for? What do you think? Huh? Okay, workers, yes. People that are working so that with things we can go to the grocery store or buy our food and all kinds of things. We can go to our stores and pick up the things we need. Yes, what else? What else are you thankful for? Are you thankful for your toys? Don't care, doesn't really matter. Well, that's probably not a bad thing, yeah. What else? Thankful for God? Yeah, and Jesus? Yes. All of those things. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm glad to see you guys here today. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for my family and friends. Cousins, yes, yes. Yeah. Some of those cousins I remember fighting with when I was younger. In a fun way, though. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, we used to fight. What? Dog? Yeah, your pets. Yeah, you can be thankful for your pets. Are you thankful for the cows your daddy's got? You ever go out and walk out there with them in the field? Oh, no, okay. Have you ever seen one of the little calves are born when you're little? One? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I can remember a few times when we had to bottle feed them because they weren't drinking right. And so we had to bottle feed them, and that was kind of fun. And so we're thankful for all these things, and we're thankful for all that God has done for us. And so today, I'm sure as you go down with Miss Rhea, you'll probably be talking about some more things. I'm not sure. I'm assuming, but I don't know for sure how the lesson goes, but you might be talking about Thanksgiving also today. So you guys can go ahead on down today. And I'm glad to see you today.
As we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And so we begin. And you know what? I'd like to hear some good joys too. Some joys today on this thankful day. So anybody this morning, begin. Yeah.
Dad's surgery was postponed on Wednesday to Tuesday of this week because they didn't have an anesthesiologist.
Ah, okay, that's interesting. So we want to keep Smoke in our prayers as he's going to be going in for surgery on Tuesday. And is that here or is that in Columbus? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that now, Kettering. Someone else, yeah.
Debbie Reed, they say, has come home. I don't know exactly how she's doing.
And we thank God for that. And also, I know the Barneses, sorry, couldn't remember the name there for a minute. The Barneses are doing very well. At least what I was picking up on, because Jack was coaching basketball when I dropped Chase off for basketball practice on Saturday. So that's a big turnaround there. So we're thankful for that. And someone else. Yes.
And then they're going to put in a wound vac to try to stop the infection.
Yes, which is very common with that. I've known even somebody my age that had a wound that got worse because of diabetes. They had to put a wound vac on them. So, yeah. So we want to keep Bill in our prayers. Okay, so we want to remember the Hill family with the loss. Bruce. Yeah, that's battling cancer. And what's going on with Serena?
She wound up getting really sick, and Matt and Beth went to go and give her some medicine and all that Friday night, and she was so bad Beth brought her home.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
That's progress.
Well, yes, it is. But yeah. So, wow. So we want to keep Serena in our prayers then also this morning. And then Richard Walker, we want to continue praying for him. And so, someone else. Yes. You said Alex, right?
14.
Yeah.
And then my 100-year-old Aunt Betty died yesterday. So it was a joy that we had her all that time.
Yes, that is a blessing. And that would be, help me with the last name.
Patty was her last name. She wasn't Jess, it's Patty.
Okay. I was going to say Jess, and then I thought, well, I better make sure So we want to remember that family, the Patty family, in our prayers with the loss, and Jess family. Someone else, joy or concern? Yes.
I have to, a joy. I sent Paul the box. He should get it by December the 15th. I've got a warning that it's coming, so he can let me know that he receives it. So he's excited to read all your guys' notes. The second one is I would like to lift up the Sparks family, as Bobby Sparks passed away this week.
Okay, so the Sparks family. Okay, we want to remember them. Yes.
I was in Walmart City, and I had bought candy canes for our Bible school. And I had a cart full of candy canes and some other stuff I bought. And when I went to pay, this lady behind me said, "My, you have a lot of candy canes. What are you doing?" And I said, "They're for Bible school and for a family get together." And I said, she stepped out and she said, "That's all I want to hear." And she paid for my whole cart full.
Wow. That's a blessing there. Yes, it is. I love to hear those kind of stories. It just shows you people's hearts. Yes.
Our prayers do work. My son is back to normal and his son is back to normal.
Hey, thank God for that. Yes. Someone else. Yes.
I'm thankful that Bill Shively talked me into coming to this church. He said, "You need all the help you can get." He said that there's a fine preacher there, and he was absolutely right. Mm. Ever since I've met you, I feel better. But you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. He does tell me that every Sunday, sometimes kind of kiddingly when he tells me that, but and then I jest back to him. So, but thank you. I do appreciate that. And so, yeah.
I have two joys. My son from Virginia, 4 of them brought loads back yesterday. He's coming home. He'll be done the 16th of December and he'll be here. And plus my trip to Virginia and being on Veterans Day at D.C., the sea, everything, it was, we're so blessed to be in America, we don't need to ever forget it.
Yes, we are. Yeah, so. Anybody else then? Oh, wow. Quickly, because go ahead.
Dave Wagner. He had open heart surgery last week.
David?
Wagner. Yeah, Wagner's my boy. And then I've got one for Jim.
What was the last? Oh, yes. Is she had it or? It's coming up this week, isn't it? Yeah, she's going to have surgery. Jennifer is. Okay. And then I saw another hand. Yeah.
I'd like prayers for my girls, Amy and Angie, for healing, please.
Amy and Nancy?
Angie.
Oh, Angie, sorry. Okay. Yes, we can do that this morning. Amy and Angie for healing. And Jennifer's having surgery. We want to remember Dave, who's recovering from heart surgery. Any others then this morning? Yeah. Unspoken. Anybody else? Yeah.
Keep Grandma in your prayers. I don't know what's going on with her, but
okay.
She's feeling kind of down, I think.
Okay. So we want to remember her in our prayers for Betty. I had to write down Betty because I wrote down Grandma to start. It's like my grandmas are not living anymore, but yeah. Yes. I want to thank you for your prayers for Jody's dad. We were over there. Now, Jody's been over there a lot, sometimes after school, staying till they go to bed and then coming home. But I was over there with her for the first time since last Sunday. And her dad has really turned around. Very clear in his thinking, talking to you, which a week ago when I had shared my concern, it was heavy on my heart. It was not like that. So thank you so much for your prayers for Bruce. And we appreciate that so much with those couple falls and then with the brain bleeds. And so thank you very much so. And we want to continue praying for Betty. Kirk, she has good moments and then not so good moments. And for Tom and the family as they're still trying to care for her through all of this. And then Jennifer Tennant, I had been meaning for probably a year to put her on the monthly, but she's a friend of ours, one of Chase's soccer teammates, mom, who has basically her gastrointestinal is no longer functioning properly. And short of a miracle, we don't know how long she's been with it for several years, I think. And she really needs a miracle of God. And she's the one that we helped with her medical bills or gave some money from our pot pie supper for her medical bills, because it wasn't very long after she had been diagnosed that she'd already reached her max with her health insurance. And so they basically cut her off. And so different people's been doing little fundraiser things. And so appreciate that. So as we go to prayer this morning, I'm going to let Carla play. Lots to pray about this morning. And then I'll come and close us out. Pause today. We are so thankful for all of the blessings that you bring into our life. We're thankful for your goodness and your grace. We're thankful for your hand that sustains us and keeps us going through difficult, trying times in life. We're thankful for your healing touch that's there when we're facing sometimes not so good news regarding our health at times, or sometimes when our health fails. And through all of this that's been going on, we are thankful and we are grateful. And so we come before you today with thanks in our heart, thanking you for what you're going to do for those that we've not only been praying for, but some new ones to pray for, and what you're going to continue to do in this church in the future. So, Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Amy and Angie, God, asking for your healing touch. For Betty Bear today, God, asking for your encouragement and strength. We pray for Jennifer today, who was going in for surgery, God, that you will be with her and guide and direct. And for Smoke, who's going in for surgery, and Bill, who's going in for surgery, may you guide and direct every one of those and bring them through. We're lifting up Bruce, who's battling cancer, God, that you would touch him today. We're lifting up Serena, God. Lord, thank you for the little bit of progress that's happening. We ask your continued healing touch and strength for her. We lift up Richard, God, asking your continued healing. And for Alex, Lord, who's when it was in this accident, God, this serious accident, and just needs a miracle there. Lord, we just ask for your touch there. We pray for Dave, who is recovering from heart surgery, that you will be with him and strengthen him. We pray for Betty Kirk, God. We just continue to ask for your healing touch and your grace and your strength for the family, God. And we just pray your blessing there and your peace, Lord. We thank you for Bruce, Lord, and bringing him through in the turnabout that we saw, God. We're thankful for that. Lord, we just continue. We lift up Jennifer, who's battling this gastrointestinal thing where it's failing to function, Lord. We just ask for a miracle and a healing touch there in her body, Lord. We lift up those that have been mentioned that lost loved ones, the Hill family, the Patty Jess family, Sparks family today. God, we just pray for your comfort, your peace, and your grace for all of those. Lord, I think about our farmers, Lord. We're thankful that you brought them through this wonderful season, but I'm thinking about some that are still trying to get their crops off yet, and we just pray that your hand will be with them and that you'll continue to lead and guide and protect there. We lift up these unspoken needs, Lord. We know that you know what those unspoken needs are, and that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. And God, we're grateful and thankful for your continued blessing upon our nation, upon our communities, upon our lives and our families, all of these things, God. We are grateful and thankful. And for our church family right here, Lord, so thankful and grateful for them and each one of them. And Lord, I ask your continued blessing upon them. And we ask for your blessing upon the rest of our service today. May you encourage our hearts and strengthen us to go forward, to be a people that live out of that grateful, thankful heart. Even sometimes, Lord, when it's just so, it's so hard at times when we're facing the difficulties of life. And we give you thanks and praise for these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer today, and thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our dedication. God of all blessings, multiply our gifts that those in need might be fed and find hope. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two short passages, one an Old Testament passage and one a New Testament passage. And we're going to begin with Psalm 100, and we're going to be reading verses 14 and 15, and then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Psalm 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courtyards with praise, thank him, bless his name, because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. And then from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 18, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in every situation, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a new pastor had just come and to be a part of a congregation to serve, and he was so eager to make sure that everybody that worked there at the church would like him that he called them all together shortly before Thanksgiving Day approached, and he told them that each of them would receive a turkey. In fact, he went on to say, as long as I'm around, you will always have a turkey. I want to talk to you this morning about Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart. One of my favorite memories growing up was Thanksgiving at my Grandma Black's house. It was an amazing time where we had gathered together as family on my mom's side, and some of my aunts and uncles from Florida and Georgia would come in and we'd get to see them. Maybe not every year, but it was always good to see them. At that time, I think one of my uncles was in Missouri, and it was just great that we got together and the good things. And I can remember as a kid going with mom over to grandma's early in the morning, and there was my sister and both of my sisters and a few of my aunts and my mom and grandma, and they were making my grandma's famous mashed potato rolls. Best potatoes, or the best rolls I've ever had with Thanksgiving. And if we didn't want to eat anything else, we always ate a couple or three of those. And it was just great. And I remember times when we could play outside, and then I remember times it was snowing outside. And well, I think we still went out as kids and played with my cousins and the good. And we got to remember all the good things that God had done in our lives and in our families. And here's the thing, when we take time to give thanks, I think we can really see those places and spaces in our lives where God has brought blessing and goodness throughout the year, even through difficult years. You know, we faced a few difficult years here lately, haven't we? With some of the things that have been going on and all that's been happening. But here's the thing I want you to remember, and it's this. Thanksgiving isn't just a holiday. It's an attitude of the heart. And so both of our readings today remind me of the importance of developing an attitude of thanks. And as we look at it here, I want to just focus in on two. And the first one there is where the psalmist reminds us to approach God with thanks. Come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Come in. So that is approaching God, every time we approach God, whether it's when we come together for worship or whether we talk to God in worship, I know sometimes it's easy when we're facing difficult situations to just go, oh God, you know, you got to help me. I need help in this situation, or help so-and-so, or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that something is different when we approach God and begin with thanking God for what's going on. So here's what I want to say about that, is developing an attitude of thanksgiving begins by drawing near to God with thankful hearts. I think there's something about approaching God and coming before God and just thanking God, that begins to work in our hearts and begins to help us develop that attitude of gratitude, as sometimes you've heard it said. The psalmist reminds us we shouldn't come to God empty-handed. So the question is what do we have to give that's worthy of God Almighty? And the psalmist would say, our praise, our thanks, our worship. And I can remember way back a long time ago when I was taking a class, it was dealing with prayer, and the very first part of that, they kind of gave us this step-by-step thing that you could go through, you know, thanksgiving and worship, and then bringing our petitions, personal petitions, and then supplications or intercessions, praying for others. And then, you know, I think confession was in there somewhere, and these kind of steps about a kind of a prayer life. But thanks and praise was always the first aspect. And here's what I think about that, and I know this has been true in my own life, is regularly giving thanks will transform our lives. Now that's, you know, I'm saying that from a spiritual perspective. But do you know, I was doing some research this week. Studies have shown in the last decade that people who consistently count their blessings are happier and less depressed. I was reading that online this week about that. In other words, As the study that I was reading about showed, gratitude changes our brains. No matter how low we can go in our thinking, gratitude can change that. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? There's been times when I've been really low, and something will pop into my head about just giving thanks and maybe singing a song. And what a difference that would make. And it went on to show that what thanks does is it releases us from getting stuck in negative emotions that cause us to spiral down. Have you ever been there before? When it just, you just, it sometimes it in your head, you're just thinking, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse in your head, and your and the negative emotions just kind of take over control. But thanksgiving and giving thanks and counting our blessings counters that. That's why Paul in another place says, when you offer your prayers, he says, do it with thanksgiving. And giving thanks to God reinforces the beautiful way God has designed us, spirit, soul, and body. And that's why Paul reminds us then to give thanks in every situation. Now, this is probably the most difficult part of developing an attitude of gratitude or developing an attitude of thanksgiving. But I want you to notice something here. And I want to point this out. Notice Paul doesn't say, give thanks for every situation. What does he say? He says, give thanks in every situation. So you're not thanking God that your health is getting worse. You're thanking God that God is with you and giving you strength and healing in your situation. And that's something that I want to talk to you about here with these two things here as part of this one. First of all, part of developing an attitude of thanksgiving is counting our blessings every day. That's why I wanted us to sing that hymn, Counting Our Blessings. Let me ask you a question. What do you focus on every day? What do you focus on? Do you focus on how bad your life is, or how bad situations are, or how bad this is, or how bad that is? Now, I understand that once in a while, something happens, and it's hard to get past that in our head, in our thinking, because at that moment, we're facing it, and it's hard, isn't it? You know, sometimes we get stuck on that, but I think what we need to do is, instead of focusing on our problems, we need to start focusing on our blessings and counting them. It's almost as if we're saying this: God, no matter what is happening, I'm going to count my blessings, and I'm going to keep on counting them. I'm not going to focus on what's wrong. Now, that's hard, isn't it? And it's difficult, but I think it will revolutionize our lives when we do that. And then the other thing, and this is something that we don't often think about, but I think is so powerful if we can grab a hold of it. Part of developing an attitude of gratitude is being thankful for what God will do. Normally, we thank God for what God has done. But I want us to consider this. How about we start thanking God for what God is yet to do in our lives? Let me use this illustration. As soon as you get in your car and you leave here in a minute, 5 minutes, when you sit down in your seat, what are you going to see? A big windshield. And have you ever noticed that that windshield is 10, 20, 30? I don't know. I didn't try to do the math this week. I was thinking about it. But 10, 20, 30 times bigger than that little rear view mirror you got right there. And maybe there's a spiritual point there. If all we do is focus on this little rear view mirror, what's happening or happened back there, guess what we're going to do? We're going to wreck our car. And you know what? A lot of people in their lives, they spend their lives looking through that little rear view mirror, which you should only spend about a small percentage of your life looking back. And it messes and ruins their lives. Why is the windshield so big? Because that's supposed to be the focus. We're to be looking ahead. We're to be looking forward. We're to be looking to the future and what God has still for our lives. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. Thank you, God, for opening new doors. Thank you that you're going to guide me about this situation that I'm not sure what to do. Thank you that, in spite of what the doctor said, you are going to see me through this. Thank you, God, for your continued provision in my life. Thank you, God, for protecting my kids and my grandkids and being with them every day. Thank you for making a way in this situation where I do not see a way right now. And I think when we thank God in advance, we are saying this: God, I'm so thankful for your goodness. I'm so thankful that you're working in my life, that I'm going to thank you in advance for what you're going to do yet. You've heard that saying. Use it in all kinds of aspects. I've heard it in church. I've heard it in sports. The best is yet to come. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, I have to admit. I think I'm more thankful than I like Thanksgiving more than I do Christmas. But it's more than that. It's an attitude of the heart. And it begins by learning to approach God with thanks. The first thing, right out the bat. Right out there. So we step up to the plate every day. Thank you, God. And it grows as we learn to give thanks in every situation. Thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart. Amen. Well, let's stand and take a couple moments to say hi to one another. Greet one another. It's up to you whether you want to shake hands or not. That's your business, but let's do that a little bit, and then we'll close out with our chorus. To sing it this morning as we close out. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am. Beginning. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. guys sounded great. You did. You know what? Sometimes we sing the choruses. I don't always hear you, but I could hear you guys singing out on that one. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go in peace, encouraging one another in love.
We give thanks for all God has done for us.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be your source and your guide. May the Lord be your peace on this and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.